Hi, this is episode one, or episode 301. If you're a store that doesn't take number one checks, then this is episode 301 of Ransacked, which is a conversational devotion. I have Mike Puckrick, the Hobbit, with me, and I'm Pastor Jerry Rittenhouse. Nice hanging out with you today.
Hello.
Okay, it's too much coffee there. We're going to look at a passage today and just give you a little bit of conversation about it. That's our purpose in doing this. And I'm looking at Matthew chapter 7. A lot of good stuff in that chapter. Maybe we'll stay on this for a little bit. And the place where Jesus says, you know people by the fruit of their lives. And then he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Mike, you grew up Catholic.
Yes, I did.
So yeah. does that give you a works mentality attitude, or you trust in the blood of Jesus, that's enough. You don't need no stinking good works. What?
Trust in the blood of Jesus and good works.
And good works. Yes. Why do them? Why do them? If they're not required, why do good works at all?
Because that's just the person, the kind of person that I am.
You're a good person.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, but he's not addressing people who have faith in the blood and then good works. He's addressing people who just have good works, and they're not really putting faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior first. There's a lot of people probably like that, and they feel like they're going to heaven because they donated to the Jerry Lewis Telethon, or they gave to a guy with a sign on the street once.
Oh, they took out the trash a couple of times.
Yeah, well, that might save their marriage, but I don't know if it'll save their soul, kind of thing. So there is a balance that needs to be struck, isn't there, between faith and works? And it says it in James, too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Why don't you say something while I go to James, and then we'll go.
Okay, the pastor's out looking for James. He'll be right back.
I got it. I got James here. He's here. And this is the place where it talks about doers. Lay aside filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. And if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, and he sees himself, and then he goes away and immediately forgets what he had seen. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, well, that goes on with some other things. But this is talking about people who are busy, 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 busy. No, this isn't. This is talking about people who are doing the scriptures. This is the other side, isn't it? This is the
you
person.
You said something about meek.
Yeah, that's
you
there.
Read something about meek.
Yeah, it says that.
So if you think meek is weak, you should be meek for a week.
I saw that on a church sign recently. Were we together when we saw that?
No.
Okay. Well, so we'll talk some more in another future episode about faith and works, but how are we ending up on it here? Are we saying they're good, they're important, but they don't save you? Is that what we're saying?
We're not going to get to heaven by good works alone. Faith and good works. We'll get
faith?
Faith.
And
faith and good works.
Well, wait a minute. You mean I got to have good works to go to heaven?
It won't hurt.
And that's our first episode of Ransacked. Hope to talk to you again. Have a good day.